die Woche, alle, Baruch Hashem, redet sich auf Purim Beze Hashem is Baruch, ein Tewe, im Rishen, ein Tewe Woche, Purim Beze Hashem, also alle Bostes, reden sich schön mit alle Sachen, mit alle Kehle, mit alle Foodstuffs, wie geht umgeben für die Schala Chmones, Werte, Schala ist der Meisse, wenn ich es viel auf Kehle, wenn ich gehe, Wir gehen Shal Chamonis, wir gehen Matonis der ganze Jahr. Und dann sind wir die following Shal, wo wir dann sind wir bei sich. Das ist dann im Renders, wir gehen Shal Chamonis. Wir gehen Matonis, wir schicken Matonis der ganze Jahr. Also, wir weiß gehen, sie reden dann eine schöne Shal Chamonis für alle Chaveren, für alle Gedidim. Und du musst schicken, auch gut von der Macholem, dem Beisbiner Macholem, du musst schicken, eine schöne Päckel. A good friend Dina tracks you, okay, 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 so good from the Mina Machol, okay, for a Shane Tass, nice crystal, good friend, nice crystal platter, and on top, and that I'm going to put the Shalach Mons. I'm nice and buying Yofi, I'm a shikta matona, that from the shikin. The ganze Schleimus tracht sich an der Chesed mit gehen Teufelin, mit Teufelin der Matona. Kauft der Matona für Achos in Kala, kauft eine scheine Tass für Matris oder für Skuchis. Schleimus, gib ihm eine Matona, gib ihm eine Schleimus. Fach schickt der Matona auch gehen in Mikvot Teufelin der Matona für Achos in Kala. Do Atam Am soll nicht tun, also, dass der Apostel Adrab, so schöne Sache, oder jeder Tag begeht, bedarf ihn nicht tun, also. Das geht mir dann so. Und Agab, wir reden nur, ob schon durchlehnen, das so geht, ob kommen auf andere Scheiles, praktikal, zu Jürgen, in Schalachmanis. Wahnsinn. Now we're going to still on noch of this we discussed last year. Shikta Shalachmonis, as at Legin, the Shalachmonis Arayim, in the Tassel Lane, it is, you need to the Kli, as if Shabayim, hey Shain, as a Chayiv and Tefillah, daf Yashin Tevu in the Kli. So I'm not going to go into technicality of the Zach, I just want to make the case safe. So we discussed this last year to be on the safe side. In other words, by me, it's zechenach. So what I'm doing is, let's say, it's not chayiv in tefillah for the following reason, because I'm putting the food into it. While mitzogin atzir peskeredin bas, you take a whatever mishloach manas you're taking, you put it into a solid plastic, Tass, which on its own could support and carry these monies, and under that you put the glass kli. That's really the matana that you want to be meisiv. The shein is actually want to be meisiv for the very very nice shalach monies. Like when the tass unto them, so mil dos zogim shados mitzachtur kuret. What's the year? Adomitz heishin it. Then yizichanat. That's not called. If you just put a piece of paper in between us a garnish, that means you're using the kli. But if you take a solid, strong plastic plate, and again, I'm being safe. We're not going to go into what's the gvul here. I'm going to take. I don't want to get sidetracked on side debates. I want to get to the issue after the talk. So we're going to make a safe case. A good solid plastic platter that can support the kli itself, the monies themselves. So then we'll zog in the pay scheme. When he's dated, that's not called using the kli that's under it, the beautiful crystal kli that's under it for the monies. That's not called using the kli. But stam, you're sending him at kudachay. You stam is sending along with your shalach manas, a very nice matona. And the shail is there any reason why you shouldn't do a mitzvah b'shleimus and be tevel before your friend gets it? Let's get me red of this. As I said, it's again only in Shalach Monas. Stam is shikta matona for a chavra, a chos and a kala, a chavra, shikta matona and you have a glass dish or a matzah to get dish, it's chayiv and tefillah. Is there any reason why you shouldn't be tayyib before you sit? Those are the questions. Fine. Does say. The sugya. Let's go back a little bit to the sugya. Tefillah's kelim, refresh our memories a little bit. Then the sugya. Gemara na avodah zarah. Daf ein hei mebeis. Let's say the sugya. Yodei siman kuf chof. Your day is Simon Kufchov.
Sometimes people think for Sachman is Achanek Fingans and a bottle of wine, a package of cookies. And Chal doesn't need.
I mean, it's packaged ready on its own. Okay. So we know from the pasuk in Pashas Matan, Amibalam and Aleph, Kadova Sheva Be'esh, Tavir Be'esh V'Toher. And don't let the pasuk as chutz from those was by the klai midyan the diskaven mit blias was from gedaf machshen zayn mit hagola or b'shtei toisul ko akos of tyra cheres daf hoben a mikvah shemay nida shemayim shenida tevels behem daf hoben a mikvah for mem so da mitzvah in tevels kelim da shtei yana pasuk da shtei yana di gemara da so fi gemara. Om Rabbah Baravua Loishono Abul Kuchin Kamaisa Shahoyim. But Daf Hobin that you bought the kli from the guy. But if you borrowed from the guy, not do me the kli midyan. Like again. Roshayna brings in the Yishalmi based on this emotion and the time of Shaldover and the Gidron Shaldover. It's Bomit, a cleat, it's Bomit, Tumas Akam of Dushas Yisrael, needs Tfila, but that's only bits Bolak Dushas Yisrael. As a blanket to the Yidah, but to know Shol, that's like, when it's a Chosala, Lushus Akam Dinoch, that's not called Bolak Dushas Yisrael, that's not Machayev and Tfila. But Zogan Roshayna. Vos is as it's taka opgekauft, mataka gekauft from the guy. And I didn't use it yet. And now I go and I lend it to my friend. A kli shechai betfila kli matchis a kli schukis. And I go and I lend that kli to my friend. And the friend wants to use it, a tashmi sharai, he wants to use it. Is there shechayiv and tefillah? Hagam, we say you need glukuchin and not sheulin. Or if it's going to be shein and bring the tour, that if you balt, you already was kvan as chayiv, b'shusan, shal yishoyin, ready, eret shenob kakoyf in the goy. Yidah shen gavorn chayiv and tefillah. Now it's nish eis kulun b'poyil, he didn't need to use it yet, he didn't get around to being tevli, or eret shen chayiv. So may I feel to get you in the mind the shusha shusheni norbitar sheilo is there a feel a tashma sharai muzi shen tables and a gam it's not called anyway. Find the sky of the shusha shavis. Omer Nachman Rabbar Vunocha Gemara. Fila kelim chadoshim v'mash v'osra kelim retmin nishna kelim v'sahobin blias even kelim chadoshim. The yishonim v'libnon al ti kelim that you were malam g'chadoshim don v'fila hochi boi tefila mask of the Rosh Hashas oi b'zeh ahi hochi oi m'zangan afila chadoshim afila zuzah the sabla even shears scissors that you use to shear the tzemer, daf oichid zayn chayiv, oichid. Vos daf kimin fin kelim chadoshim, biz al kelim. Amalei emfete amanoch hayisayin the sugi, das un the sugi, amalei, klei suda muin b'parsha, the parsha, the sugi retvek in klei suda muin b'parsha, is Zuz the Sabal Anish. So there's various Pshat and Hadam. You know what's speaking about Klei Suda. Rashi says a Pshat. The Miri says, again, the Quran yet. Good. mentioned in Midvash state in the Tesante Sofer. And it's Ma'ir, another practical case that came up. It came to my living room. Klei Suda Murim B'Parsha. Klei Suda Murim B'Parsha. Ein Shom Pirush Rashi. Zok to Midvash. Klei Suda Murim B'Parsha Pirush. So we don't go into how we know it's speaking about Klesim of Hashem. He says he makes an Esofa that's a thought-provoking Esofa. Klesudamur b'pasha pirish u'shum d'soifon lihishtamish b'iser v'yotzu l'gdusha etzrichan akos ha'tvila af b'chadosh v'ashayin kibazuz at the sarfo. Vos hastos as Klesudamur b'pasha z'ktu v'os going along in the Moshul Yerushalmi. Hainu taima, hainu gidron shal tefilas kelim. The yotzu matumas akum l'kedushas yisrael. So what kinir is being meisiv? Why is it? Where is there a tumas akum here? What's the tumas akum? Zok to bidva. Shum the seifel nishtamish beiser. Because by the goy, it's seifel nishtamish beiser. This is his eretzli and baruch Hashem yisrael. That mishteltzik of them. That Ridva by stays in the Vomitumis Akim Lugdushis Yisrael, you have to have that because by the guy it's seifel nishtamish beisr, because the guy is going to use it for an isr that has haste, he's going to use it for a suda, and he's going to use it beisr, and he's going to use it for macholas asuris, and it's going to get, it's oimit to be used for bliyah shal isr for macholas asuris. And the male now it's yotzei l'kedushas yisrael. That's where it needs tefillah. So kenira the Ridvos teaching God, the what's kaver that it's yotzei matumas akum, that it was yotzei matumas akum from a guy that by the guy was a klei suda. It was by the guy was the type of kli that was seifel nishtamish beisr. That means the Chari Ridvos saying that by the guy, in order to be called that it's yotzei matumas akum, it's all based on the hanocha that it's bom matumas akum, that by the guy it's coming a zasert kli. That's going to be used for Issa. What kind of kli is that? With the Gemara Zok, klei sudamurim b'parsha. If the Gemara Zok tum sagreish zach, are the klei sudamurim b'parsha mus unfangen by the guy? And he explains it. You know, it's the guy made or has a kli that's seifel nishtamish. It's a type of kli that's oimed to be used for macholas asuris. So even if whatever was used for Acholos Asuras, but it's a type of kli that it's oimit to be, that's where it's bamatum, that's why it's bamatum is akum. And then it's balak dushi so, that's why you're chayvin tefillah. Rabbeis oi bazoi, dafta chayis kumul leit eridvo, yesh li stopik. I'll give you a case of the mice, it came to my living room yesterday, 2 days ago. Yesh li stopik. Let's say, good, you need klei suda mul parsha. Leit eridvo vai says it has to be klei suda by the guy. It's safe from the Shtamish Misha, it has to be considered Klei Suda Murim the guy. Let's say the guy, he's a Geschäftsmann. His whole Tafkid, push the case. It's our case. A guy is making pots. He's a vegetarian. He made a pot for himself. It's a vegetarian. By him, it's never going to be used. In his reshus, it's never going to be used for anything close to Macholas Asuras. Excellent case. Or, I'll give you an example that came to me.
Yes. If you buy from a factory.
Yes, we're back to again. That's what we're getting to factories. That's what we're coming to discuss. Before factory, or a guy is a manufacturer. Here, what is it? I'll tell you what he's manufacturing. He's manufacturing, I'll tell you what came to my house. The buyer prepared 50 of these containers, beautiful containers to put the shalach manis in. It looks like mamash. I saw it. I looked at it. It's mamash. A very nice a serving dish. A very nice. You could use it for a fruit bowl. You could use it for a serving platter. You could use it for a mamash. A very nice platter that you can put on the table and then eat from. But I discover what is this beautiful kli here? Heitz klishton has no shaykes to the kitchen. Has no shaykes to the dining room. It's a planter. You're right, so it's a plant. So this big, and it has a plastic, and it had a very good plastic insert that I was talking about. You know, so you can put tailor made. You can put the kalim into it. It's a clean mattress. Tailor made, you can put the kalim into it, all the food into it. It's strong enough, the plastic liner, to hold the kli itself, so you're really not using the the klimatis b'chlal, but basically it's not made for food. It's made to put mud in and to plant seeds in and grow plants. It's not this big. It's a beautiful little planter, but it's a klimatis. So basically this guy that made these fit planters, that the ladies go out and they bought 50 of them, they're going to use them. All my shalach monas is going to go out of these planters. Such a pretty little mamash kelim. It looks beautiful. If I look at it, it looks beautiful. It's going to look beautiful at anyone's dining room table, anyone's kitchen table. It's a beautiful klinik used for the rest of the year. Hitzkun Shtonah was never clay suda. The guy that manufactures, he manufactures thousands of these. He sells them to nurseries all over the country. They're planters. They're not clay suda. He didn't make a klay suda. No, the balabustas made a chop, and they said, you know, we're going to take these planters and we're going to use them to send them out for shalach monas, and my friend is going to get them, is going to think that it's a klay suda, and she's going to start using it for a klay suda. Or, but a guy was never a klay suda. L'cheret mitvos cheshvin, da'asem patum in a tefilo. It's not baba tumas akum. It's a klay, it's a klay mark. It's not made for cooking. It's made for serving. It's like you use it for football. You use it for putting in nuts. Other things, cookies, etc. It's a serving dish. Serving dish, again, the chayiv and tefillah. Klimachas of a marcus and chayiv and tefillah. Yeah? Rabbi say it was never, it wasn't produced. It wasn't by the guy who's a klay suda. It's a yiddish shechap by the kaina. The guy never made it, he never sold it for a purpose of a klay suda. It's a planter. It's never going to get close to a kitchen in the guy's rishus. And even when it's manufactured and sold before manufacturing, that's not the tafkid of the klee. So later it will, it has to be soifel neshtamish b'yisr, by the guy that's nikven, can klay suda, is mechayev in tefillah? The dvor l'chayev is m'er such a sofik. And here's, I have a case l'maisa. So we can say, so we can send out these planters, and not worry about tefillah. And we put, the kind of, I don't have to tell, put any notes, it's ketoivel, not ketoivel, it's put them in that tefillah.
The large case itself is a scissors for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So why is a scissors made for sharing? And I decide to use this scissors for cut chicken. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get to such cases. We're going to let's wait a little while. We'll get to such cases. We're going to get to such cases. Okay, Rabbi Sai. This yid is going to use it for what the lady, the shalach monas, the balabasta sent it out. She's going to put fruits and cookies and nuts in it, and her friend is going to get it and say, you know, this is very nice. She sent me a nice serving dish. I'm going to use it for a serving dish. But the yid is going to be irrigate carrot and irrigate dried to become a klay suda. But the meicher was never klay suda.
The jar. If I buy something in the jar, I don't buy that as a jar, just as a kola. Not to get my hand dirty.
You're getting into Edel Madregas. I'm going to do some more. The ganze oishtel, the ganze tafka from the klee is not a klay. It's a planter. Tatnish samacholim. We're measuring the case a little more Edel. We're going to get to it. Hopefully we'll get to it. Yeah, is a shayla? Good, it's good. I don't have to worry about tefillah now. I can set out all my 50 shalach monas, all these beautiful containers. I don't have to write any notes. It's not ketayvah. It's good. Yeah. Rabbi Yisrael Maisa, we'll see. We'll see in the Issa v'Heter. We'll see in the place with the Tmash. We'll like that or not. Fine. Thank the Beis Yosef. Let me get weiter. Talk to Beis Yosef and Sivches. Let me send a tour. Unser Sugi is a Beis Yosef. Simen Kufchof in Yerodeya. Das ist Agdome from the Gemara. Sugi is Simen Kufchof in Yerodeya. Sivches. Let me send Sivches to them. But that could be the keach min klimin agoy. I will show you the tour. I will show you the seichim in menu. Ain't sarach. Yeah. Aber yisol shalachach min agoy v'yishilu l'chaveri. Osu ha-shein l'shtamish b'lo b'tfil. Kirish v'n zchai b'yarmish. And the b'gazach to state in the rishayin. And I'll bring the tour. Fine. Bring the b'shayisiv. Listen. The mokers of the b'shayisiv. The tesis, the rosh. The rajbam, the smak. Alts v'se state. Let's bring the tour. Fine. Kosov agoy sashri. The agoy sashri bring the nazruah and his matik at gnoi kol shayna. The nazruah is by us. In Piskei Avodah Zarah, of an art of in Sugi, the end of Avodah Zarah, is Matik Kol Shoyne. Chosav HaGoyis HaShri from the Zohar as follows. We're talking about a case where first one bought it and he lent it to the second one. So you have not Hemshach, Zok, there is a Ruah. Avol im lo kech haveroi, lach tech klofim. Here, review that we're getting into your types of cases. I bought a knife from a guy. Now this knife is a kitchen knife. Yeah? This knife was a knife. It's a knife that's used for kitchens, for steaks, for salads. It's a knife. When I bought it, I bought a lachter klofim. V'loi letzarchei suda. Ein sarach latviloi. I don't, Zokta Arzua, I don't have to be tovel it. And not only don't I have to be tovel it, but the second one who borrows it from me doesn't have to be tovel it. Sharisho hu biyodai. In other words, when do we say that the second one is chayev? If for the first kind of me ma'akum, you saw the rishon, that's kind of ma'akum was kind of nezal oifin, then it became the chayev in tefillah. But if I bought it from the guy in an oifin that's part of in tefillah, zok devos, v'achad is kind of gven lachtech klofim. Lachtech klofim is by me and nishkan klei suda, right? So by me, it never became chayev in tefillah. Right, meniv, they became chayiv and tefil. So once by me, it's not chayiv and tefila. If the second one borrows it from me, so by him, by the eshu, it's chayiv gevarn, and by the tzveita, the shol, the potter. Vaistois, that even if I use it with tzarchei suda, what? Yeah, you'll hear that's the mashmais. We'll see. Abul chayyeh, bishtein our zerua, the pashas from our zerua is, the pashas from the geis hashvi is, that if I buy a kli from a guy, and when I buy the kli, the intention is that it's not for the purpose of a kli suda. If it's it's for the purpose, and that's the chiddush of this arzurua, that's the meridik chiddush, right? Kli suda murim v'pasha. So we thought, what's the pshat kli suda murim v'pasha? Lafuke a scissor, right? A scissor mitzias, not a tzerach suda. It's not kli suda. Here I bought a knife. By the guy, it was a knife, right? So by the guy, vice versa, the zuru holds it had to be a clay suda, right? But the guy it started off as a clay suda, so it's bom tumas akum. But the yid that bought it, right? He was mahapachit, and that's vice versa. That's why you potter, right? You potter because the yid in buying it, he was mahapachit that it's not by him clay suda. So since klei suda umur pasha, by the kain it's not klei suda, you're not chayiv in tefillah. That's the chiddush of this arzua. And l'chayr l'fizeh, dafa is kumin, that even if I decide for a second, listen, I'm using it l'klofim, I'm a parchment maker and I cut parchments and I'm a cipher, so I'm using it for cutting the paper and the parchment, it's a chotam an apple, for lunch I'm going to cut an apple. So even if I'm mikra, I'm going to go and cut an apple, we'll see. He's not the Bala Boss. Yeah, he's the Bala Boss. Yeah, but he's not. It's not Clay Suda by him.
Even the
Shoyl doesn't have. Oh, so he's a male. So male follows the train. If by me, I'm Potter, the Hanok of the Rishenim, Taisus, and the Rajbam that they all bring is. If by the first one became Chayiv, he's the Bala Boss. So even though the second one's buying it, he's Chayiv too, by Rai. Right? But the first one never became Chayiv because even though he bought it, but it's not Clay Suda by him, he bought a scissor. He bought a parchment cutter. He didn't buy it. He didn't buy clay suda. By him, it's an ice kishtel kavar mitchila. It's not clay suda. So even though he owns it, it never became clay suda by him. You hear a chiddush? I say, oh, yeah. That's a rule. What's that?
A scissors is a scissors. This is
you're right. Oh, you're right. This is a knife. But he was miyachid it. But that's a good chiddush and a zeruah. There's nothing down there.
Right, but it down the road, he changes his mind.
If he changed him, he didn't change his mind. He was miyachid it with cloth. And he's going to use it for the next 20 years. Arai. It's all right. What kind of kli is it? It's a kli l'klof. Kli l'klof. I hear what if you're hearing here, you're hearing here the din. There's a chiddush gadol here in Svara. Oh, there's a nazarua. There's not. It's not a nazarua. It's not a beis hashri. It's a beis yosef. Asking us. If you think this is a chiddush, wait. You're going to see how this. That's our discussion today. You're going to see how this nazarua get stretched. Mamish, this is just the beginning. You see what happens from this. From this, I go to Sashi with Mal Zed. Fine. Shai'oh. Zok to Beis Yosef. Rabbi Yisai, do I sit, I go to Sashi. Kum to Heil, go to Beis Yosef. Zok to Beis Yosef. Ahoy, and nearly the Yisrael shekona kli negoi l'schoyim. What about here's start talking about your case? Hayanirli the Yisrael shekana kli migoy l'schayra. A Yisrael bought a kli from a guy l'schayra. This is still chomo, but the guy in the door the tour, but the guy was proper. It was clay suda. The guy had clay suda. When the Yid said, listen, you made clay suda, I have a hardware store. So I'm going to buy whatever pots I can get a hold of, and I'm going to make a hardware store. I'm going to sell this slayer. I'm buying a pot and a pan and metal of silverware and glasses, because I'm opening a hardware store, the slayer. If he sells it, so here the Beis Yosef wanted to say now. So the first one, like this, are zeruah, that if you buy it and you're miyachet l'sklei here, this is a pot. You hear what happened over here? This is even bigger than this. This is a pot. A pot is a pot. A pot is ein l'chok klei suda de l'mizu. But since the purpose of me having the pot is to sklero. Just like the Azura says, if you buy a knife, if you're miyachin on the cloth, if I take a pot and I'm miyachin it for business, it's not clay suda, it's clay sklera, and it's potum in atfila. And now he starts handling, since by the first one it's potum in atfila, even if I go now and I sell it to the second one, not just lend it to him, it's clay sklera. I sell it to him, it's starting off as clay sklera, it's not chayv in atfila. Hoya nearly, in a kind of tzach latvira, it came in the sky beyond a rishen, shayla ha'im et el sklera. Even bigger chiddush, yeah? V'dami, obviously, that far I'm not going to go. I'm going to say so. I was in the sign. We're about the Zuhas Messiah. Kosav. Should I show who be yode? Since the Zuhas Messiah, that the reason the second one is potter is only because it's show, that's like. But Vice says if he buys it, then once he doesn't get the tour, because by the second one made a yichud, because now it's by me, and now it's a knife. But the first one, the balabas can is ibra andish, and this ibra andish for our clay leklofim. Or beich hazik kaiftos a knife. This is a knife. A knife is a knife. I'm chayv in tefila. Clay suda. Stom es medrash and tzrika clay suda. I'm chayv in tefila. Who had din over here? Even though by the first one I had a din of clay, it was nisyachin the clay skayra. I have a hardware store, but as soon as I sell to the person that comes into my business, right? He's chayav. Zayv bayit and he's chayav. But Kol Zman it's by me. Pot. He's crazy. He's also potter. I would think that maybe once the first one is potter, the second one's also potter. Even if he buys it, no. Once the second one buys it, it's his. And by him, this yichud that the first one made, buys this is bottle. And it's crazy. The clay suda, the stomach is, and it's a clay suda. And it's a red circle clay suda.
That's right. That's
it
to use for storage.
But that's the Bishayshu said of them gate there.
It's a zookeeper. He's never. He buys it still wrapped up and he sells it.
He's not chayv
to
be
tevil? No, he buys a pad.
So he's saying, since he's the middleman, is it chayv and tevil by him? Why isn't chayv and tevil by him? It's a clay suda.
Well, for him it's not. For him it's
why it's not? Why? So that's the Beis Yosef Svara. It's not clay suda. And yes, it's potter.
Yeah, okay. But not the second, not when he sells.
Okay, so that's this disclosure. Well, good, you have to know what the Shaka Tari was. What was the Shaka Tari? Was he a potter? And again, we're going with the Anocha, like Rav mentioned before, we're going with the Anocha, by me it's potter. Even if I decided once I'm going to use it for lunch, I'm potter. It's a place suited by me. Is there vice here? Potter? Okay, Rabbi Say, are we potter? I'm not sure why he's potter. It's not clay suda. Or Zuhus says klegal klofim. It's potter in a tefila. It's not a clay suda. Clay sklera is not a clay suda. Rabbi say halacha lemaisa. I go into a hardware store. Right? Or was Zok the Beis Yosef? The clay sklera, what a man buys and puts in his geshäft for a hardware store, is potter in a tefila. Yeah. Rabbi say halacha lemaisa. A person goes into a hardware store. And he buys $200 worth of pots. Yeah? This is our shayla. Here, everybody, see here. Well, Azel Nudaner. He buys $200 worth of pots, and he pays for it with kesef. He writes a check, or he gives money, etc. And he tells the balabas, do me a favor. You have a mikveh in the store. Before you deliver it, be title it. Yeah. Ask one of your Yiddish workers to be title it for me. Again, we're going to get to the Peskim after Purim Beis Hashem, hopefully. But here's the Shiloh. Yeah? We're going to get to the background of Shiloh. What's the issue over here? If I give a present, before the present, where are we coming from? Well, state on Beis Yosef, that if I go and I buy kelim from my hardware store, I'm putting in a tefillah. So I have $200, $250 worth of schayr that I bought from the hardware store. And I say, listen, I want you to do me a tevil. I want you to be tevil for me. Shemaiti oimrim tado peiskim v'shamim nizogin. It's a very nice thought, but the seicher can't do it. Because vibat the seicher is potem in a tefillah. Vibat the seicher is potem in a tefillah. But also let tefillah say, a tefillah b'pur, so it's a hen zachnish. It's not metumah. I'm sorry. And it's not his reshus. There's no chiv yet. There's no shlichus. Shlichus can't make it into my reshus. I have to be chayiv in tefila. I'm not chayiv in tefila. It's reshus. It's reshus harishon. He's potter min atefila. It's klei skoira. It's not chay. It's not klei. It's not klei. It's not klei sudamur b'parsha. It's potter min atefila.
He sold it already.
No. He wasn't kainit yet. He wasn't kainit with meshicha. What he could do, he has to be medactic. Listen, he'll make a mashiach on all the kelim. And after he makes the mashiach on the kelim, a designer, then he'll say, listen, now it's mine, I'll give it back to you, I'll make the tefillah. But we're ready to find the mashiach. He can't, he has to make sure he makes a mashiach first. He has, exactly, that's the point. He has to make sure that he makes a proper kinyan. If he only gives him a check, he'll make a delivery, and I'll be kind of with kinyan chatzur in the house, tard the seicher and his table sign for him. He wants to do a chesed, right? Can't garnish tom because it's not mine yet, right? And if it's not mine yet, by the balabas, it's klei skayra. And by the balabas, it's klei skayra, it's potem in a tefillah. And if it's potem in a tefillah, zotter abayis, I'm just saying over, altz v'shteit, was it shemaiti aimer. Also like tefillah, say, it's self garnished. Self? You hear? You're not only accepted, though. You don't like it, okay. There's a lot to discuss here. That's the statement, okay? Let me just finish. Now let me stretch it even more, right? You said the first step was it. This is step two. Now let's go to step three. Rav Eisai, let me get weiter, betach. That's step two.
The guy made it.
Mamish just wondering. Well, first, let's finish the thought. Let's finish this thought. Step number three is Shemaiti Aimrim. If this is a problem, if Klei Skoira doesn't have a din of Klei Suda Murim Bapasha, yeah? Im in Potim in Atfila, Im in Eltarim in Ishtoival Zain, Zogenze Viter. If you want to give, that's in Zeshaila. If I want to give a present to my friend, right? So I go into the hardware store and I bought a pot. I want to give him a chos and I want to give him a present. Or I bought a nice crystal dish and I want to use it as a maton along with the shalach manis, yeah? And I want to be titled it for him even after I made the king, and I can't. Because by me, it's not klei suda. I'm potem in atfilo. By me, it's not klei suda because I never have any intention of using it in my kitchen. I bought it for the sole purpose of giving it as a present. So it's not klei suda, it's klei matona. It's like klei skaira. It's just like the Beis Yosef who says that klei skaira is potter, a kli that's miuchet for matona is also potter, and therefore if it's potter, like also like tefilosai. Here Rabbi says, that's the stretch. Three stretches. I'm sorry?
You make a kinyan for him, then
title.
He knows about it, doesn't
know
about it.
You're going to make a kinyan for him.
I'm thinking
of
buying it for
this father. Well, it's not going to be an eitzah, right? You're not going
to...
Can he make such an eitzah? Maybe. Lomen dan zan eitzah shpeter. Is there an issue? Do you need eitzahs? Zogenzei, medaf eitzahs, shemaiti oimrim, mekenen tevel zayim, vos tanachas is there richtig, or betzach chur meshebole de kula, it's a mitzvah that's bole de kula. I'm sorry? What's the chiddush of what? If the customer bought it, he's kind it. He bought it with clay suda. He's going to use it in his kitchen. What not? So dafu kadosh sogem it. Dafu does kind design. Yeah, in the chanami. Yeah, richtig. That's the diktuk. I'm a megating a chef dirtin by the mischar. Kemenet the mizogin, the time for me the ala zachen that I bought until he's kind of properly been mishicha. Then what's the answer? Do me a favor. In a chanami, he also can't. It's not his. He can't be. You, yeah, unless he picks it up, he's mechavon the kinyan, right? He picks it up, he puts it to the mikvah. Does a shenag bo? Yeah, he has to make the kinyan. Mois in a kindness. Right, it's a good thing. The Chanami said, again, the Rebbe said, well, we all know the technicalities and how to make a kinyan. You have to make a proper kinyan. The Zayna, that much can I bring in. The Bala Mitzvah, that's kind of Zayna. And then five them nish. What? Yeah, but my saying kindness from Rabbani, you're not kind of. It's a garnish. It's really one help. One help.
But these kelim never had a din of klei suda, did they? These kelim.
It was by the guy also wasn't klei suda because it was manufactured.
It's made in China. It's in a factory in China. He's going to sell it to a wholesaler in the United States.
So you're assuming if you like the Ritva was never klei suda.
So
that's the mashmais. The truth is the mashmais therefore already is. That would be the fact that by the guy who wasn't Kli Suda, that wouldn't pater yet. They're only being done. What did it become by the Yid? It's potter. Let them say better. Forget about what it is by the Yid. By the guy who wasn't Kli Suda, we have a Ritva.
Correct.
Why does Teretz says they don't hold like the Ritva? Teretz says they don't hold like the Ritva. Here it's Mashman, they don't hold like the Ritva. The whole Din and Sivches here, there's only the Kaveya, like the Ritva, the Kaveya of. Klei Suda starts by the
God.
And from these Rishonim, from Agoyis Ashri, and from the Zuat's Mashu, we're being Kaveya, we're being done. What is it by the Yid? So by these Rishonim, already now Mashu, not like the Ritva. That's exactly the point. That's the point that I want to bring out. You're right. Right? So, Mel, we couldn't rely on that. My planter, we wouldn't have a tour in the time, the Ritva, because you see the Rishonim of the place, we're never going to we'll see Mefurish soon,
right.
Even more than that.
Maybe the Mitzis in that time was different. The Mitzvah now is that it's never a Klei Suda. It's never a Klei Suda, and it could be that your Potter from Tefillah came entirely.
I understand.
Because it's made in China, it comes to a wholesaler in Los Angeles who sends it here, and you pick it up in Walmart. I mean...
I hear, but you're assuming that this person that bought Klei Skira 100 pots, right? He bought it from a guy who was using it to make use in his kitchen. Good. If the case is like that, then you have it right. You know, this is a theoretical discussion. Let's go 5 minutes later and we'll have anything to discuss. It's always good to be patient. Let's wait a few more minutes and we'll see the questions on again. Let me get invited. Rabbi Sang. The Hanukkah said, don't say the Shiloh. Rabbi Sang, let me get invited. Rabbi Yisrael, let me get invited. I'm sure the Gvodach Makatz is involved to that. We're just Nichus Aleimian. Rabbi, so what are the two pikpuki with the oilam is? What's the oilam is sufrim? The oilam tain is there stark. This is the beseshiv. Rabbi, so this hagoyis ashri is a mechaber in sivches. It's halacha l'maisa. The mechaber paskins in halacha l'maisa. The mechaber paskins this hagoyis ashri halacha l'maisa. Doruch Hashulchan brings this beseshiv's step two. He brings it halacha l'maisa. Rabbi, so there's an issue here. What is that? I have to ask Michiel today. We at least have to know the Shiloh before Purim. So, Ichbet Mechila. I didn't say we're not Chashukh yet. We'll see soon. So, pretend I didn't say. We'll get to the Chashukh. It's a Mamish Ichbet Mechila. I'm sure. Well, basically, the Olam is very agitated, right? Why is the Olam very agitated?
We're calming down.
No, it's okay. No, you're right to be agitated. You're right to be agitated. Well, let's try and focus on why we're agitated. Why is everybody saying, what's the Olam Tzukov? Well, there's two Mi'emas here, right? We'll see a Kefrekt. So the Tzvei Chidushim, who says that because there's three Chidushim here. Who says, number one, even in the case of the Arzerua, that because you bought a knife and you were miyachid it, you the Baal Bosor were miyachid it, I'm going to use the klofim. This is a standard kitchen knife, yeah? Vert ois, that patterns me that tefillah. Of a zoi vayt zoktir, that you'll be part of, even if it's a mishtamish baroi, that's a chiddush. Okay. That's the first reason to be agitated. The second reason to be agitated, come to Beis Yosef, and he says, that shava yesh l'damais, the case of klofim, yeah? To klay schayra. A mamish a sprung, a dosa gesprung, a mamish memizuch el mairev. Pili ployim. Another reason why everybody's so tzikok. Pili ployim. In svar, this thing, congress of chidish, klofim the pshat, at least I'll pee my yichud, ich dos miyachigum and for under tafkid. Or val ich hova gesheft, in this ois klay suda, it's a top. It's a pat. It's a klisuda. It's a knife. It's a klisuda. I'm not going to use it for its purpose. I'm going to sell it. It does give a nice klisuda. It does a damit to klofim. Klofim themselves. Ich will das miyachen for an andre tafkir. Here I'm not miyachen for an andre tafkir. Ich will machen Geld from them. Or but the zelbe tafkir from the kli. The kli tuch nish gebit ma fiel opi ma nichut. Mi yema. Azah dimi. Azah sprung. Me mizuch lemayrim. Das pat et eiche. Das is shove. Ach, a shukum patzen zit. It's a big chiddush. In the Jiraisa, you're going to pat the kli matches from such a swirl without a raya?
Never took it out of the box, you're just buying it to sell.
Good, but it's a kli, what is it? It's a pot.
To him, it's business. To him, it's money.
Good, but it's a pot. It's fine. It doesn't make it, it's not a pot. His merchandise is pots and pans. If you ask this man, what is he selling? He doesn't sell merchandise. He sells pots and pans. It's a pot. How did it become his pot? Pull it, play him. Someone who owns a store. Oh, so that's gonna right. So that's Rosh Hashanah's case. No, but he decides to use it. Yeah, he decides to use it. He didn't use it for lunch. He's using it for lunch, but he wants to stress the same point. He has a pot in his store. He decided, you know, I'm hungry. I never chanced to lunch today.
But he's
saying you're potter there. You're potter. If I have a kli leklofim, if I have a sack in leklofim, and I decide one day I forgot my knife at home, I forgot my eating utensils at home, I'm going to use it to cut my apple. He doesn't have, he's allowed to use it. He doesn't have to table it. I'm going to use it for one time. But it's
like a knife.
We'll see. Is it like, right? Yeah. Chiddush number three is me is laniach im tim tzulaimer adar zuah gerecht or zuah hil gar zuah zok tzach the beis hashvi im tim tzulaimer avad the beis yosef the hil beis yosef gerecht as yichter le schayr is the zelv be yichter le klofen and therefore by the first one it's potter. Therefore, I can't do a chesed. So I still want to do a mitzvah chesed. So I'm not going to get the mitzvah tefillas kelim. Okay, fine. But I want the person. I want to give him a present, and we're going to say a nocha sprung. Chiddush number three is the klei maton is like klei schayra. Yeah, that's the third sprung. Yeah, and we're going to say, okay, let's see your potter. So your potter. So I'm potter for the mitzvah. But I still want to do a mitzvah b'shleimusa. I'm giving a present to my friend. I'm sending him a shalach monis in this. I don't want to have to go run and bother to go to the mikvah. I'll do it for him. So by me, it's potter min atzfilo. Who says tefillah won't help? It's like you say, or we were speaking a couple of weeks ago from kisei adam. I'm potter a kisei ruach. Yeah, it's shemuchusa. So no one was mekayim the mitzvah, but I'm not chayiv in the mitzvah anymore. It's getoyvot. It's b'matumas akum. It's a gil of kedushas. It's a gil of kedushas Yisrael. By the yid, it's not going back to the guy. I'm not the poil chayiv and tefillah yet because I don't plan to yet. I'm only chayiv on klis chayra. Fine, so I'm not chayiv the poil yet. So I'm going to tell you before I'm chayiv. I want to do my friend a favor. Who says tefillah won't help?
The whole
cast of klis chayra. Ich frage Shailach, weißt mamish gag. But okay. Rabbeisai, Dossi, the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef doesn't mention any chokim, and Alts of Beseid, it's Alts fine and Voil, it's Alts Aloch Lamais. This is the tour, this is the Beis Yosef. Kumtin Shulchan Aruch and Sivchetz Rabbeisai, Une Patskind, Der Hagoy Sashri Lamais. The Beis Yosef, he takes this and he writes it in Shulchan Aruch. Now the case, interestingly, the case of Klei Schor, he doesn't bring in Shulchan Aruch. That he doesn't write. Baruch Shulchan brings it, other Pais can bring it, and they task in it. And they say, this is the minig in Europe, used to be Baruch Shulchan brings in Sif, Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, in Sim Kuf Chof. And Sifchas, he says, based on this Beis Yosef, which he says is Lamaisa, he says, in the Alta Haim in Europe, how do we stick a chasna? There was no caterers like we have here, caterers, etc., etc. So they used to go, person who had a geschäft of pots and pans, one of his sidelines was that he would lend out, he had a gemach, he would lend out hundreds of pots or tens of pots, whatever they needed. You make a chasna, you need 10 pots, right? So they went to the hardware store in town. They went to a gemach, to a person who brought ungekauft etliche pots and had hundreds of silverware, and they borrowed from him. They rented from him, and then after the chasna, they gave it back. And no one ever told the kalim, based on this Beis Yosef, because by the first one who bought it from the guy, he wasn't chayv in tefillah. I never put any food in this pot in my life. I purely there as a gamach, or it's part that I rented out. I lend it out for chasnas. And by them, it's a shayla. A shayla. Why is that? One second. What do you mean? I mean, assuming that it's not plastic. Assuming that it's in business class. Okay. Okay. People go. Yeah. Okay. It's a business class. Well, what happens? What's the
They give you a new form. They give you a new canvas.
Right. Right.
And you're using it the first time, and afterwards the airline takes it to them, and you go on British Airlines. Okay? You want a kosher food. They put silverware. They get new silverware in British Airlines. They put the new silverware there.
And by you it's Sheila. And by them it's Klei Schora. Yeah? Okay, Rabbi said, let's just stall back to Sheila. And Shul, it's... Oh, yeah, fine. Zok to Beis Yosef. And Sivches, the Arzurua, the Agoy Sashri, Hashoel, yeah. V'yesh misho oimer, shimelok harish l'tzorach sudo, elach teklof mekiyetzuboy, ain't tzorach latviloy. Kumt, the shach, when I bring, then it's a het of a kintzach, it's a dingzach. What's that in the Sivahet? The two Sivahet. Let's leave the way side. Beis Yosef doesn't bring it out to find and vote by him. Ain't Tzorach Tefillah. And Ain't Tzorach Tefillah, we're learning, means that if I take it out by Rai and I want to use it, I don't have to be table it. It's not Klei Schor. We'll see soon. Zok the Heilige Shach. As an Sivahet, it's not Nishtah Zay. Well, this is two Sivahet. Let's try and at least finish up this shlav here, Rabbi Say. The shach over here in Sifkot and Tezayin. The Sivahet is in Klal Nun Ches, Sif Pehei, Ois Pehei, and Ois Pei Tes. Let's hop around these two shtikla. And with them, at least Rabbi Say, before Purim, we'll know if we should be concerned or not. B'chlam. Zok the Sivahet. The Issevehetter is talking about taking a machat. And basically, let's lead into what he discusses. He's talking about taking a machat, a needle, and using the needle to fill up a mulaisa. It's the full tagans, yeah? They take a hen and you fill it up, and you have to fill up the filling, yeah? You make a filled chicken, yeah? And she took a needle, and she filled up the chicken, she sewed up the skin, she put in the filling, and she sewed up the skin. A mulaisa, yeah? And she used the needle. Is the needle chayav in tefillah? The needle chayav in tefillah. Took a needle. She took a kitchen needle. Or took a sewing needle. But she's using it. To be misakin. Use a regular needle. Is it chayav in tefillah? That's his dana. Look what he goes to. We're going to put that aside for now. Avol ein lifter hamachtin mitam she'enim yuchadin. The fact that it's the machad is not miyuchad l'klei suda, that's not a reason to patter. The hasakin cotton shall say for him, I'll bring you raya, because you know the good old there's a sakin cotton shall say for him. Nice place, even a special knife for a sefer. A sefer is parchment knife. It's a special sakin cotton shall say for him. Then he bought a knife and he was miyakin. Yeah, I'm asking him, talking about a different type of knife. Sakin cotton shall say for him. Shechaychin v'klofin, that's a special. It's a utility knife. It's a tool knife. It's an apprentice knife, yeah? It's a woman's knife. In Hilchos Muktzah be Muktzah. It's Muktzah Machas Chasar Kis. It's Miyukah for this L'chayr. Yeah. Asur Lecho Behen Arai. You forgot? You're a person's L'chaytach Klofim, and he didn't bring anything to eat his lunch with today. And he has a special, it's miyuchad l'klofim, he decides, oh, behind, I have no choice, I have nothing to cut my apple with, and he wants to cut his apple with this sack and cotton shul klofim, it's miyuchad l'kach of you. It's a different size, it's also, even though it was made for klofim, it's bezunda, not a kli skudo, it's a kli umnis, it's a kli l'umin, but even so, barai, it's also. So it's also. Let me ask you something. It's an apprentice. It's a special knife. Let me ask. This is a heter. Is this a heter masking to the Ridva? Clearly not like the Ridva, right? Because this is a special apprentice knife. This is a special knife of an Uman. That means you bought it from the guy. The guy didn't make it for the kitchen. The guy made it to sell to workmen, right? So it wasn't a tumis akum by the guy. Of a zok dayich chayv in tefillah, because by me by Rai I'm still chayv in tefillah. Akaponim v'nis v'hetz zem klonish v'diritlo, richti? Akaponim zem doyichet break the shach. That's one nis v'hetz. That's a nice one.
Because it was once by a guy.
Why is it takam mechuyev? So some achrenim learn. Everybody say I don't have a good answer for you. I don't have an answer that I'm perfectly happy with. What some achrenim say is that once you take it out and you use it, even if it's only a tashmish arai, with that you're miyachad al klei suda. Hagam the ikur yichud blayv.
So it should be the same with the knife that you use.
That's right. 100%. Right. Kavachomer. Right. Because that's just the yichud. Here it's under a knife. Right. Yeah. Let's see. I didn't finish yet. Rabbi Sechbet Mamish Mechilan Shuldi. This is Ois Pei Vav. Let's see Ois Pei Tes, and then we'll have a clearer picture. There's a lot of Poshut facts, so we just get even a basic picture. Bet Mechilan Shuldi. Oh, this is an Ois Pei Tes. Rabbi, that's Ois Pei Vav. Ois Pei Tes, he goes through. In Ois Pei Tes, he goes through what we discussed before, the Rekuchin, not Shu'ulin. Yisroel Shoshom Chaver, Kli Shalokach Maknani, Chayv Latviloi, because it's Nischayv Eitzel Arisha. Fine. Vafilu. If the first one bought it, he bought a klei suda. The second one borrows it, yechayv, but mishum is under shame. Vafilu mloin is chayv rishon b'tfiloson. Even if the first one wasn't mamish, loin is chayv rishon b'tfiloson mamish. even though the first one was not nischayev mamish b'tfilasam kagoyin shalok chayin the malachtoi, he bought a knife. He bought a regular knife. It's not a special knife. He bought a knife l'malachtoi. He bought a suda knife. He bought a suda knife l'malachtoi for his work for klofim. Not a sakim kotlin shal klofim. He bought a suda knife, but he was miyachri l'metchil l'klofim. Vasheni shol l'suda. And now the person borrows it from him. So what did the Arzuah say on this? You bought by the first one your potter. The second one is potter. Zokta Zerua, Zokta Isra'etu, no. Even though I'm not mamish chayiv yet, because I'm using it l'mlocho. Mekomoka nischayiv biyodai. It's still considered that by the first one, it's nischayiv biyodai. The ilu hoya ha yisroa rishayin atzmei reitu l'shamshu l'suda afilu arayi hayitzorach latviloi. Because that first person who bought it l'malachtoi, if he would decide to use it for food, he'd have to be toivel it. So that's called that it's nischayev biyodei shel rishayin, and therefore the second one that borrows it also has to be toivel it. Zok the shach, bring the shach, and sikom tazayin, as there is a v'heter ding tzich of the mechaber. There is a v'heter ding tzich of the azarua. Is that maybe the shach of kolent? As in azarua, when I go to Shri State, that when I buy a sack and they use it for klofim, I'm potim in that tefillah. And even if I decide to use it for my apple, I'm still potim in that tefillah. And therefore, since it's not mischayev biyodi, and therefore if the other one borrows it, he's also potim. Of them bring the shach that this is to the heter. Says you chayev. The first one it's called mischayev biyodi, and therefore the second one that borrows it, it's also mischayev biyodi. Halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Yisai, I'm sure.
When he buys it or when he first wants to use it, he may not use it until 6 months down the road.
Let's be safe. He wants to use it. Let's be safe. The ilu haya yisro rishon atzmei reitzel l'sham shay l'suda afilu arai hoyitzorach latviloi. Rav Yisrael, there's a lot to discuss here. The Shach brings this, the Taz brings this. He says, they argue on the Mechaber, and they're not Machriya, and they say, Medaf Machmazay Mishtazay. But Al Kaponim, and the Chokmas Adam says, it bleibt the Plukta B'lai Hechra, in Tzchukas that can be Mekel Zayin, but Tzchukas is only Chiyat Vila the Rabbonon. In Machis, Daf in Machmazay. But Al Kaponim, Rav Yisrael, we see here that Kol Zman, actually, there's a machlekes. By schuchis, he's potter. By one of them, I play schuchis. Sending a clay schuchis, or by say, now it's in the game. Here's our issue. Person bought it. Later, by seisiv, later, machaber, such a thing is better. He's potter in that tefillah. If he wants to send, clay schuchis, he's potter in that tefillah. So, should he be tevil his friends? He wants to give a present. Assuming the clay matana can be sugestel, the clay matana is like clay schayra, so it's still biyadcho, when it's by the biyadei shirishen, it's potum in atzvila. Should I be tevil it? Better to stay away. So like upon him, that's the reason, we want to know what's the reason why I shouldn't do it. This is the reason why I shouldn't do it. Now, lochel l'maisa, what the paiskim say, what the achroi is, what the tshuvas from say, we'll see beis Hashem noch purim, or if it's the vial to be on the safe side, Rabbi Yisai, the besser, write a note, tevil it, Afreil Kampurim, please be tevil. The way I say Afreil Kampurim, let not yom to position.